The time is flying towards our Sunday adventure, the big life and style fun run for the community, and it's to celebrate, among other things, our 21 years of media. 21 years in Balito, and how Balito has changed over 21 years, I can't begin to describe. Most folk that haven't been around from the genesis would probably not believe if I told you how it's changed. But that doesn't really matter. Time marches on, and it is what it is. Very exciting part of the world to be in. And we are hoping to make it even more exciting on Sunday when we gather together to run, walk 5 kilometers if you are keen to just be there and enjoy the fun. 8.8 for 88 FM if you are looking to stretch yourself a bit. And for the proper runners, as they call themselves, those that know how to run. I'm going to do a 15-kilometer out and about and then back to base, where we will have huge entertainment. And among the entertainment will be lots of good things to eat, because that is, for me, the best entertainment in the world. And you'll remember we had a chat with Claire Sykes about Waffle Society a while back. And she also, well, she wears two hats, you see. She's the Orange Tree and Waffle Society, and we're going to be enjoying some of the culinary delights from Claire and her team. So welcome to you, Claire. It's nice to have you back in the studio on a Monday morning.
Good morning.
And tell us what you have in mind for Sunday.
We have all sorts in mind for Sunday. We're going a little bit crazy now. So the Orange Tree will be there as last year's run with our fancy bacon and egg roll, which has become an institution at the Orange Tree. So that's nice crispy streaky bacon, our homemade caramelized onions, chili jam, hollandaise mayo, and then a perfectly fried egg wrapped up in a nice soft Portuguese roll. So
it's gorgeous. I still fantasize about last year.
I think you had one last year.
Oh yeah, I did.
So bringing those, and then our vegetarian option, there's the grilled halloumi with avocado and a pesto mayo, and also the same caramelized onions. So that's a nice hearty vegetarian option for those who don't want to eat bacon after their run. And then we'll also be bringing our iced coffees, frappes, and some smoothies as well. So for those people like me, actually, who after a run would rather have something that feels still a little bit light and healthy, we'll have some nice smoothies there for you as well.
Okay, so there it is. How is the Waffle Society unfolding?
The Waffle Society is unfolding very nicely. I can't give too much away at the moment.
Why?
It's still a little bit under wraps.
You're on the radio.
Especially for you, this morning is a little exclusive. We have a new site for the Waffle Society, a new permanent spot. So the pop-up at the Orange Tree has been going very, very well. We've had some great feedback. Last weekend, we actually popped up the iHeart Market in Durban North. And the Friday before, we were at the 031 Market, also there in Durban North. So we've been spreading our wings a little bit and trying to communicate to our Durban friends.
I've got to tell you, that's a coup, because the iHeart, generally speaking, in the Durban North, they are renowned for selecting very, very good traders. Very, very good. You've got to be good to be invited to participate. And so that clearly is a big tick. But you say you're moving to a permanent address.
We are.
Does that mean we'll be able to get waffles on a daily basis?
Every day.
Sure.
7 days a week.
Wow.
And the evenings for our after dark.
Really?
Waffles.
Really? Yeah. That sounds very gorgeous. So bang goes all the Weight Watchers and, all those things. But luckily for those that do the Ozempic and all that, you can eat yourself crazy and wear a needle in your bum and away you go.
100%. But we will also, we're going to have a full range of things. So we will have smoothies. We will have some healthier options. So we, as we said last time, we're challenging everybody's perception of waffles. So beyond the sweet, heavily laden with ice cream and cream, to savory, to waffle bites, which are a much lighter option, to a whole host of lighter breakfast options as well. The waffle is always included, but not necessarily a huge, big waffle piled up with ice cream and sweets and sauce and stuff. So we're really taking it to meet everybody's different needs. And obviously, if we're going to be in a restaurant where we're Monday through to Sunday, we can't expect people to eat huge, great waffles every day of the week. So
I could, but I'm an exception. The interesting thing about the waffle is the fact we discussed it last time we spoke. you can turn it into a sweet or a savory dish, depending on just a little tweak of the recipe, and also, of course, the most important thing is the toppings. And it is reminiscent a little bit of when I talk about the toppings and how when a simple baseline can become a sensation. Back in the day, they used to do the baked potato, and with a whole range of, and it was for me the sensation when I was a student, because it was inexpensive relatively, and you had a really fabulous meal. But they couldn't do the sweet thing, clearly, because a potato is a potato. You can't change the base. But you can. So the waffle has taken over, really, I suppose, in a sense, from
the... Well, funnily enough, you mentioned potatoes. We actually have a potato waffle that we developed for the Heritage Day shoot that we did with Get It magazine. And that is going to be available exclusively on Heritage Day Waffle Society.
Do you use potato
waffle.
Flour, or is it actually
potato baked into it?
No,
use potato, and there's still some of the original batter mix in it as well. So it's not only potato, the batter helps hold it together in the waffle machine. But it's a potato-based waffle, and we've used it
so
for...
So like a big roasty.
Yeah, kind of a little bit, but not grated potatoes. It's more of a mashed potato with the batter. But we've used that in a bunny chow waffle, which is, hence you can see the Heritage Day connection. And what that is actually, this is now even going bigger, so this is a real one to come and share as a family. So the potato waffle is actually the base, and the potato waffle has got loads of flavor in it, as you know, we talked about last time. So there's some chili in there and some coriander. So all the flavors that basically are in the butter chicken are coming into the waffles. And then on top of that waffle is, let's say, a more traditional savory waffle with the middle cut out of it. And in that waffle, you've got the ground cumin and the ground coriander and the spices that go into the bunny chow to give it some really great flavor. And then in the middle there, where you've cut the hole out, sits the beautiful chicken curry that we all make completely from scratch. And then the little bit you've cut out sits on the top like a little lid, it's pretending to be the bread roll.
So it's a bunny chow.
So it's a bunny chow and a waffle. You've got a potato waffle on the bottom, and then you've got a savory waffle, and then you've got this beautiful curry.
I've got to tell you, that sounds absolutely superb. Absolutely wonderful. So will that be part of your recipe selection for the new venue?
So that will be probably... So at the moment, that's going to be a Heritage Day special.
Only on Heritage Day?
Well, we'll see. We've had quite a few people asking us for a curry, so that one may stay on the menu. But we've got two others that we also did for the Heritage Day, which will be probably just exclusively on the 24th of September. So that one of those involves a blue cheese and fig bourri and a blue cheese stuffed waffle with some crispy carrot skins and a beautiful chakalaka, homemade also, obviously. The other one was a milk tart waffle, and that one, really, if you've got a sweet tooth and you love a traditional milk tart, you've got to come try, because that's a beautiful milk tart flavor that we've made into more of like a cremeau. So it's thick enough to pipe, and we pipe that on top of the waffle, and then we've got some beautiful cinnamon waffle bites that go alongside it to dip into that and get that cinnamon milk tart flavor.
Wow.
It's divine, yeah.
So it's huge excitement for Waffle Society and for Bolito in general. We're not allowed to tell you where, or it's going to be the best kept secret in town. Of course, when no one knows where it is, you'll then come back and say, I want to tell you, and I'm going to say, where, because you wouldn't tell me today.
I know. When I'm ready, I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to tell you all, and I might come back with an exclusive opening offer then for your listeners. You never know.
I think that's a fabulous idea. I look forward to that. Hugely. Okay, but we'll see you on Sunday anyway.
Sunday we are bringing some of the breakfast waffles. So we're going to bring our smashing avo. We're going to bring our Bananarama, which is the crispy bacon with a bruleed banana, maple flavored syrup, and some caramelized macadamias.
Ooh.
So we're going to bring a little bit of sweet, a little bit of savory. So there's something for everybody on Sunday as well.
Sure. Just too good. I mean, you know, even if you're not running,
come for
the food, man. It's got to be sensational.
Come for the waffles.
My very special guest, Claire Sykes, who brings sweetness and savory delights to those that enjoy good food on the North Coast. Waffle Society and the Lemon Tree.
Orange Tree.
I like lemons as well.
It's a good song.
Oranges are better.
It's a good song.
And Claire will be with her team at our fun run on Sunday, which you're definitely going to be at. And then we'll just keep lines tight, because we will let you know when Waffle Society is ready to launch and tell us where and how and what and all those good things, so that we can form a huge queue outside and keep the till ringing forever. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be lovely.
Thanks for joining me on The Morning Show, Claire.
Thanks for having me again. See you soon.
And The Morning Show.